welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, who you have heard. I guess she was on a couple days last week and I wasn't here, right? Molly, weren't you here? I don't want to talk about she. Molly, see if she can answer for herself, please.
I did. I had the introduction to your crew on a day you were
right. All right, that's good. All right.
And she's so, still here.
Yep, imagine that, huh? You're getting putting up with the likes
super
of Richie.
Beats.
It's the Super Beats that's keeping you.
That's right.
And good for you.
I gave her some Super Beats.
Good.
She's drinking it right now.
We'll work for Super Beats.
Yeah. Well,
we'll work
really?
For Super
she's
Beats.
Hired. Put her on. Put her down. Kenny Kessler. Jen's got some kind of ooga booga here. Anyway, so and I don't mean to dismiss Jen for having the ooga boogas, but you know, why belabor the point? Enough people. If we get into springtime, when the seasons change, people tend to, for whatever the reason, be vulnerable to the booga boogas, the ooga boogas, things that are around. The spring cold.
Is that a scientific medical term?
Yes, it is, Richie.
Okay,
yes, Dr. Cool. Doug practicing without a license. The ooga boogas. As opposed to the unga bungas. So the situation that we're confronting here in America is a difficult one for me anyway, who didn't like the first Iraqi war to begin with. And then we had when I went over there and saw what a mess we'd made, I thought, okay, we got to stay here and fix our mess. And that's why I sort of turned to supporting our staying there. And then when the president said we're going to get out of there, that was great. And now we're not getting out of there. I find more and more people. Yesterday, a woman that I know who lives in suburban Los Angeles told me that her son has just been, he's been in the service for a year. He's been sent to Iraq. 29-year-old fellow, machine gunner, I think, if I remember what you told me correctly. So he joins a lot of others. Now, this fellow has not been to Iraq before, but there are others who are going over there who had tours in Iraq, some of them two, three, four times. They thought that they had finished over there. We took care of the quote-unquote enemy. Do you know how many demons this is going to bring up in the people who went over there? You know what we're doing to these people that
some
are still
in there? Some
will
say the reason we have to go back is because we left. And let ISIS come in and take control.
There is that. But then if you go back even further, the reason that there is a problem is because we sent people over there in the first place instead of just getting rid of Saddam Hussein, which was questionable at best, given what we know now. It's always after the fact. They've created a vacuum, and the vacuum has been filled by people who are incompetent and nincompoops that don't know how to run their government.
Look at the countries where we didn't go into and leadership changes were made, and it's the same situation. Look at Syria.
What do you mean we didn't go
look
into
at Egypt.
Syria? We
look
created,
Syria.
The CIA created that whole thing in Syria. What are you talking about? Yeah. We look at what, Egypt?
Yeah.
Egypt was a quasi-creation. It wasn't our creation, though. We can't take credit for that. That was a Facebook and Twitter creation. That was a social. I'm not being facetious.
No, the Arab Spring.
That was that was a creation of a whole bunch of social media. And now it is a mess. Whether it's us or it isn't us, all of this stuff because these people haven't been trained, they haven't been educated, they don't know how to make it work. And they make a mess of it. And thus is the situation that we now are faced with all these U.S. veterans of the Iraq War returning now to fight again. Men with guns who wonder what difference they made then and what difference they will make now. And I think that is a good question. Many of you who have been in the service, and you're welcome to chime in on this if you'd like, 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Kenny, I didn't ask you before that we've got any comments about the ongoing business, the problems in the Middle East with the Kurds, the Iraqis, the Sunnis and the Shias and the ISIS and Syria. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You think you're going to be able to fix? These people have been throwing rocks at each other for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And why in the name of heaven we get ourselves involved in this stuff, the only reason is because of the oil deals that were made. And we're not even, we get screwed on that. We haven't gotten anything. Remember when George Bush said the first day, don't worry, whatever money it costs us, the American taxpayer will never spend one penny in Iraq because we'll sell the oil and that'll pay for whatever it is we have to do. How much money did the taxpayer end up spending? $3 trillion that not one penny has been paid back. What did you start saying?
Or if you're a real sucker like me, you bought into the fact that Iraq would be a thriving oil nation and that the dinar, their currency, would become extremely valuable, which is backed by, which the U.S. government owns like billions of dinar. And I have 10,000 dinars sitting in my house.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. You're
waiting,
be rich.
Thinking ahead.
Waiting for it to become worth $1 million.
There you go. Good. Let me know when that happens.
You can buy it on eBay.
So what happened, I remember going over there and going to this big, huge base in Baghdad. Huge.
The green zone, right?
Yeah, huge. Mm-hmm. And trucks everywhere, airplanes everywhere.
All around the airport.
Everywhere.
Right.
Very heavily guarded bases, state-of-the-art surveillance, state-of-the-art communications equipment, state-of-the-art everything. That's all gone. Now, the American soldiers that are going over there are staying wherever they can to stay out of harm's way. But in the last week, an Australian, a British, and a German woman have been killed.
By the way, I'm rich.
Are you rich?
You can buy 100,000 Iraqi dinar. I paid $100 for 100,000 Iraqi dinar. You know what I can get for it now?
No, what?
$130.
Great, 30%. Ooh. That's not bad. Really.
Lunch is on me.
When did you buy the dinar?
Oh, it's been 8-9 years.
Now, so it's $100 worth of dinar. Is that what it is?
I paid $100 for 100,000 dinar.
Okay. So now your 100,000 dinar is worth $130.
Correct.
When did you buy them?
8 or 10 years ago. Sitting fat.
There are a lot of people. I want to know. I'm going to give you some credit. There are a lot of people who bought $100,000 worth of something 10 years ago. They would love to have it worth 30% more than it was then.
Right.
Not happening with a lot of stuff.
A couple of million of them.
Yeah, I know. All right, so there's that. Now, Molly is not as much of a, I'm guessing because I don't know you that well, that you're not as much of a flyer as I am.
No, I don't fly very often.
Okay, all right. So now we have, for those of us who do spend a lot of time on an airplane and who don't like, even though I have 2 million miles on American, I don't much like them. I don't
There's
much
a
like
reason for that.
Any Okay, would you explain, please?
Well, yes.
That works.
There's an annual report. Oddly, it comes out every year.
Really? An annual report that comes out every year? Wow, what a concept.
Really peculiar. They're going to have some money and do some research on why that is. It was done by two universities, issued the information that airlines report to the U.S. Department of Transportation. And basically, it says everything's getting worse. Baggage handling on time. The best airline this year and last year, Virgin America. In second, Hawaiian Airlines. They were third last year, second this year. Delta Airlines comes in third, fourth last year. JetBlue follows. Alaska Airlines, Southwest, American Airlines, number seven, kind of right in the middle.
Where were they before?
American Airlines was nine last year, and number nine spot, seven this year. So moving up in the world.
I don't, by the way, I don't at all buy Delta being number three, but anyway, keep going.
Frontier Airlines follows at eight.
Awful.
Yeah, I agree.
Awful.
United Airlines.
Awful.
It's down at number nine of 12.
Yeah, awful.
SkyWest.
Once we get down to this part of the list, Molly, that's all you're going to hear from Doug. It's awful. Terrible.
And he's right.
Sprint isn't even on. I mean, Spirit Airlines is not even on the list, right?
No, I don't think they made the
list.
They
are so bad. They suck so
It's amazing they can get off the ground.
An airline that has no reason for being.
Yeah. None,
other than the guy who owns it is a scurrilous cad who wants to screw everybody and pretty much does. And why people are still flying the airline, they've been sued. There are 50,000 lawsuits against Spirit Airlines at the moment.
You know what I find amazing, Doug?
50,000. Go ahead, Yara.
Check this out. 76.2% of flights arrived on time last year. That's down from 78.4% in 2013. Okay. They already pad the arrival times.
Oh, yeah. They do.
So that they can show up early and say, hey, we got you in 10 minutes early, and you think they're the heroes.
Right.
Basically, what they've done is if a flight usually takes 3 hours, they make it 3 hours and 15, 3 hours and 20 minutes so that they can be the hero and not have
it
to pay the
fine. It takes 2 hours and 10 minutes to fly from Boston to West Palm Beach. They put it into 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But they can only meet that 76.2% of the time.
Right. Because the baggage handlers fall asleep in the cargo bay, and it slows things down.
How do you run a business like this?
That's a very good question. How do you run
Because
a
we have no alternative.
Yeah. How are you going to fly there? You going to buy your own plane?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe you can fly on my plane when I make it big, Richie. How's that? You can all have a ride on my plane. I'm going to buy, when Limbaugh retires, I'm going to buy his plane.
Will you start an airline where people can take their pets with them in the plane?
Yes, that would be the perfect. I looked, by the way, last year and the year before, because Charlotte used to fly back and forth with me, and I, in the regret department, I keep thinking how things would have been different if I'd have tried to fly her home with me this time.
You couldn't have done that, could you?
Well, it would have been harder to do it. I used to bring her with me, and I would... I was creative. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, but I was creative because I knew she wouldn't disturb anybody.
Did you hide her under your shirt?
No, I couldn't do that. She was too big for that.
Okay.
But she would. She
you
won
didn't
over.
Even put her in a little cage thing.
She just walked on the plane. And she would...
Dressed as a flight attendant. You can't say she's ugly. That's sexist. You can't do it.
You know, this was very interesting. When I, this is one of the reasons that I actually have stayed with American, the women mostly, there weren't men, most of the women who would see Charlotte coming with me to get on the plane would look at her and they'd talk to her and they'd size her up. Before, I had one woman at LAX that used to save her a seat. They would put, there were 16 seats in first class and they would save a seat next to me for if they hadn't filled it yet, they would just block it out so that she could sit in the seat next to me. And then when you walk onto the plane with a dog, the flight attendants get, oh, my God, hottie. Oh, we got a dog on the plane. And before we got an hour into the flight, they'd all be arguing with each other. Do you need to go to the bathroom? Well, I'll sit and talk to Charlotte while you go to the bathroom. But that kind of stuff, that did help me sort of smooth things over with American because I've had some horrible.
So when you walked onto the plane and they saw your name on the guest passenger
the manifest,
list.
Yeah.
And then you walked on without the dog, would they be like, oh, just you.
You again.
Oh, you didn't bring the dog?
The guy that doesn't want any meat in his meal. Right. All right. Anyway, so that's that story. A lot of stories, and that's what the Good Day program is all about. Molly and Richie and Kenny and me, 14 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Code Academy. In this day and age, everyone should know a little HTML programming. Here's an introduction to basic concepts behind apps and websites. Code Academy. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
In the new Carl's Jr. ad, Heidi Klum tempts a young man with a burger.
That young man is Jesse LeBeau. His love for basketball took him to Hollywood with dreams of starring in sports commercials and movies.
How did he break into the entertainment industry?
One of the first things I did when I got out here was find out where the actors, directors, and the producers go and play basketball. And I just showed up and started playing with them. And instead of me going up to these people and being like, oh, you do this and that, it was more of them approaching me. Hey, we want you to be on our team and we want to play with you. So basketball was kind of an equalizer.
Think about the players in your industry. Where do they hang out? What are their interests?
Find your equalizer for a fast break to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the best way to assure your children that the family is safe and all is secure? You can tell them, and well, you should, but there's an easier way and it works wonders for all involved. Here's the real world science of it. Recently, I was at the airport and this little boy and his mother were sitting near me patiently waiting for someone. All of a sudden, the father of the family appeared and the entire family ran to greet him, big hug, and a wonderful homecoming. Then the little boy said, "Aw, Dad, go ahead. head and kiss her. And Dad complied.
You need kissing badly. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What's a cheap psychological trick? When children see their mothers and fathers affectionate with each other, it speaks loudly that their family is safe and secure, and that any form of separation is remote. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
I'll play Jennifer with the television news here on Good Day. David Letterman has only 28 episodes left before he leaves The Late Show. And as you might expect, a number of entertainment's biggest names, actors, comedians, musicians, are going to be on the program in the coming weeks. Elvis Costello, Dave Matthews, Nora Jones, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Keaton, Steve Martin, Bill Murray, Sarah Jessica Parker, Don Rickles, Julia Roberts, Ray Romano, Paul Rudd, Jerry Seinfeld, Martin Short, Howard Stern, among those who will be in the last 28 episodes. It still doesn't make any difference to me. He has long since not worn out his welcome. He's just not funny.
He just became angry.
Angry. Nasty. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I like that in a man.
Do you?
I do.
Well, there you go. He's your kind of guy, though.
I don't have to get him there. He's already there.
Is he too old for you, or is he just about the right age for you?
Oh, I don't know that I would need to consider that. I won't meet him, so.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
HBO has renewed Veep, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show, 5th season. And also a techie comedy called Silicon Valley. I don't know that one. I know Veep. Veep is hard to wrap yourself around, although there are some interesting things going on there. HBO did its documentary about the Church of Scientology, and the Church of Scientology was hoping nobody would watch it. 5.5 million people watched the first one.
Yeah.
It's good.